Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Look busy. Somebody's watching you. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is September 2nd, 2013. And I am glad you are here joining us today. This is the beginning of a three-day business article that you can find on pages 10, 11, and 12 in your Advanced magazine. Is your boss tracking you? That's why I open up the program by saying, look busy. Somebody's watching you. Well, the world is changing, and it used to be a kinder, gentler place. But because of some financial things, economic things, the global recession that hit in 2008, but also technology, whether or not the recession hit in 2008, this stuff was coming, whether you like it or not. And that is a whole new business practices of tracking employees almost every second to see what they are doing to improve productivity. So, and it is, if it hasn't hit your office place, don't worry, it will. Joining me here in the studio, I've got two panelists. First, off to my right is Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Bill. How are you today?
Great. Glad to have our editor here in the studio for this article starting off the month. And are you productive?
I am, but I have to admit, every once in a while during the day, I do have to take a little break, and I fear that if my boss were tracking me, I might be in trouble.
Yeah, what did you think about this? This is a little disconcerting, isn't it?
It definitely was. I thought the topic was really interesting, but it's one of those things, it's good to know if these things are happening. I would want to know if I were working in a company like this.
Yeah, I had just mentioned the word disconcerting. And D-I-S-C-O-N-C-E-R-T-I-N-G, disconcerting means something that bothers you. It's a little upsetting.
Yeah, makes me a little bit nervous.
Yeah. So something not going to make you comfortable. I would be a little bit, I wouldn't be at ease in this situation.
Yeah, if you would never be able to relax, and that would make it harder to get work done.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about some situations as we go through this article as far as some examples, people in their workplaces, and I'm sure some of our listeners can relate to what is going on, and maybe their jobs are just like the people that we talk about in this article. So, all right, that was Catherine Huff. Also in the studio, very, very special guest. This is a special day here because we have a studio classroom legend in the studio today.
Where?
Gary Foreman, all the way from L.A., Los Angeles. Hi, Gary.
Hello, everybody.
Good to have you here. And for some of our longtime Studio Classroom readers and listeners, you might remember Gary as he's royalty. He was King Gary back in an earlier day, right?
Yes, I am the king. I am here to greet all of you wonderful people today, and it's good to be back in Taipei.
Now, if you're wondering what King Gary is or was, what was King Gary?
Well, we did a program back in 1900s. Yes, in the 1900s, about 1991, 92, it was a 13-week program called Wonderful Castle.
Okay.
And I played King Gary, and Teacher Vicky was on the show. We had some wonderful characters, the Ward Lady, the Prince of Magic.
Okay.
So it was quite a time.
All right.
Castle.
I've actually seen those videos of Wonderful Castle. I have seen
Shame on you.
I have seen you with the crown. With the crown, yes. Have you ever seen those videos?
No, but I am desperate to watch it now.
You don't need to watch them.
You have to show me, please.
They are award-winning.
Okay.
Yeah, they are definitely award-winning.
I think I took all the copies and I destroyed them.
There might be one left.
Well, the beauty of King Gary being here is that We're fortunate here at this workplace that we actually honor people that used to work here. In my career, I worked in the business world for many years, almost 20 years. Normally what happens is people cycle through companies, and then when they're gone, they're gone. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever remembers them, and they rarely come back, rarely come back. It's not something where people would come back to the office and at Xerox or ADP and you know, check out everybody and walk around the office. Hey, everybody, how you doing? And you know, this is so unique. Yes. That Gary has been back visiting us here in Taipei many, many times, and it's like a big family.
It is. It is. It's the unique thing about Studio Classroom and overseas radio and television is that you are a staff for life.
Yeah.
Once you're here, you cannot escape, no matter how hard you try.
That's funny. Yeah, that's right. Not only a friend for life, but a staff for life.
Yes.
So, and yes, we've had, in my time here, I've probably seen 100, 200 ex-staffers, former staffers, mm-hmm. I'm going to call them former staffers, come through and say hello and spend time here, even stop in, do work for a few hours. Yeah.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah.
There's no just visiting. You cannot just visit here once you get, hey, can you come do this? Hey, can you come do that? So.
Yeah, you don't say hello.
No.
Because Doris is like, hey, we need some help on da 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 da.
Everything, yeah. So it's a good time. And, you know, I enjoy, because there's still a lot of people here when I was here back in 1990, 93, where I lived here. So it's great times, great friendships, and I'd like to continue on.
You now live in Los Angeles, yes. California.
Shao Taipei.
And yes.
Monterey Park. So even leaving Taipei, I am still in Taipei in my own home country. So.
Your wife is from Taipei?
Yes.
And I've got a couple kids. And what are you doing in L.A.?
Right now I am freelancing.
Okay.
Currently working with Fox Sports and also with the NFL Network. As a director of studio programming, so
okay, great.
Been doing that for a while.
Now, are they tracking you on a 5-minute basis?
I hope not, because we'd be in trouble too, just like Katie. Yeah, because some of our the things that I do TV wise, it's like news updates. So we're not on the air all the time. So there are down times.
Yeah,
and so you know, you get on the computer, kind of read the newspapers.
Exactly.
Part of the job, though.
Part of the job
is being informed.
Yes, they have to be informed. Yes.
It's not like you're reading. There are certain jobs, even here at my job, that I do spend time on the internet, which would be a no-no, according to this article, in many workplaces. What I do a good part of the day, you know, surfing the internet for news would be banned in many places. But my job is to stay up to date on things, as is yours.
That's correct.
And also, probably, you know, you're in a creative environment. It's really hard to quantify that. It would really be really hard to just break that down into minutes and say, what are you doing, Gary?
Right, what are you doing? Besides Facebook and doing fancy stuff. I mean, did I say Facebook? Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, sometimes the, you know, you kind of surfing the net and then something pops up and it's, oh, whoa, wait.
Just by chance.
Just by chances.
Oh, we all do it.
Yeah.
I wonder in this case, how would, you know, what would a boss, and listeners, you'll find out as we go through this article, what would a boss or a company say if they asked somebody like me, what were you doing, Bill, for this time segment, these 4 minutes, you know? And if I said, thinking. Mm. And I just don't know, as we go through this, is that acceptable? Would it be acceptable? Oh, I was thinking.
Sometimes you need to do that. Sometimes you just, it's not just boom, 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 work, 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 but you need to kind of relax and kind of think of what's going on next.
Sort things out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listeners, let's do this. Let's go to our reading for today on page 10, and we will split it up into two sections.
Is your boss tracking you? Monitoring employees helps businesses increase efficiency, but at what cost? Phil Richards used to like his job driving a forklift in a produce and meat warehouse. He took pride in steering a case of beef with precision. Now, he says, he has to speed through the warehouse to meet quotas, tracked by bosses each step of the way. Through a headset, a voice tells him what to do and how much time he has to do it. It makes the Unified Grocers Warehouse in California operate smoothly with fewer employees, but it also makes Richard's work stressful. We're just like human machines, said Richards, 52. But with machines, they don't care whether you feel good or if you're having a bad day.
Is your boss tracking you? And boy, that looks like one mean boss right there on page 10, right, Catherine?
That is someone I would not want to cross, Bill. You're right. He does look mean and scary.
He looks pretty nasty there. And he's pointing at his watch because he's wondering what his employees are doing. Maybe they're not looking productive. So now, what does our deck say, Gary?
Monitoring employees helps businesses increase efficiency. But at what cost?
Okay, now we've got is your boss tracking you? Tracking up in the title. And then we've also got monitoring. Are they synonyms?
Yeah, you get kind of – with tracking, you're kind of looking after somebody. Monitoring, you're kind of watching things and trying to observe what's going on with your employees.
Okay. I would think of tracking as more of a quantitative practice where we're – actually marking down numbers, time. We're trying to put a number to this thing. It's tracking. Monitoring would be maybe like a general watching. You know, sometimes we have to monitor our children, see what they're doing, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Gary knows about that. So, okay, where do we start out here, Catherine?
Well, we start with a man named Bill Richards. He says he used to like his job driving a forklift and took pride in steering a case of beef with precision.
Okay. What's a forklift?
It's a machine that workers use that has a big metal fork, if you will, that can lift huge, huge crates.
Okay. We use that in a warehouse to carry heavy boxes and other items around. And now Phil, you know, he likes his job, it sounds like, in that next sentence, right?
That's correct. He took pride in it. Mm-hmm. So he was very prideful. He enjoyed working doing his thing with the forklift, and if he'd never driven a forklift, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never done it professionally, but, you know, sometimes you go in a place, hey, you want to do this? Sure.
Well, there is, you know, just like so many jobs, we kind of take it for granted people do certain things, and we think, well, oh, well, you know, this guy's not a high-level computer scientist or a big banker, But we dismiss people too often that have very special skills. And I actually worked in a factory one time, and there were guys that were great at driving a forklift. They were like artists almost, the way they would steer this thing around. And it's no small thing because they're carrying weight, and you got to be careful not to run into things. You can cause a lot of damage. So there is a skill. Like all jobs, there is a skill. So these guys have skill. Phil Richards has this skill in steering a case of beef, meaning it's just a huge box of beef. And he did this with precision. Now, what's with precision?
It's being exact. Sometimes say precise, that you could actually – when you're doing – having a crate, moving it around, you have to put it in a certain position. And if you're going at a good speed, you really need to have – need to be precise on where you put things. Like you said before, be careful not to hit something when you're moving it around. So do it with precision. It's
okay.
Exact.
There is a skill in this. All right. So he took pride in this, enjoyed it, but –
Well, he has to speed through the warehouse to meet quotas. So, you know, he used to be able to have time to be very precise, but now he's rushing through it.
And he's meeting quotas. What's that?
That's right. A quota is a number that workers are trying to meet. So maybe the boss says you need to have this much done by this time, and he's trying to meet that deadline.
Okay. Phil, in the next hour, you've got to move 70 cases of beef. That's his quota. Often we use quotas for sales. Salespeople have quotas. Each month they've got to hit their monthly quota. You've got to sell 18 cars this month or you're fired. So, or you don't get your bonus if you don't meet your quota. So now these quotas are tracked by bosses each step of the way. All throughout the day, his numbers are tracked. And how are this next sentence is just amazing. I would find it incredibly distracting, Gary.
Yes. So Phil has his headset on, and so his boss is actually in his ear telling him, "Hey, Phil, what are you doing? Phil, are you keeping up with your quota?" So, you know, he doesn't have a time to really relax or rest. He has someone always watching him.
Yeah. So somebody is on that headset, a voice, whether it might be his boss. I'm thinking might even be like a computer generated voice that's tied in with a program that is tracking all of their inventory. It could be any number of people. I'm sure there are a couple of different parties that are speaking to him, which would probably be driving Phil Richards crazy about this time. And now, where is he working?
He's working at Unified Grocers, which is in California.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Right in East L.A. I know Gary knows where that is. Commerce. East Los Angeles, Unified Grocers. And they are an organization that actually supplies groceries to 3,000 independent grocery stores in the western part of the United States. But let's get back to Phil Richards. He's not feeling like a human being. He's feeling like what?
A human machine.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe he's a cyborg.
What?
What's he mean? Maybe he's RoboCop or Robo-computer-generated forklift man.
Something out of a science fiction movie. What does he mean?
Well, he means that there's no human element involved anymore. It's just that all you're there is to do work. You're not there to interact with anybody. You just got to keep plugging away, get your quota going, moving your forklift, getting those machines and stuff. So it's not really humanized at all.
Doesn't sound like fun. And in fact, Richards continues by saying about but with machines.
Well, they don't care whether you feel good or if you're having a bad day.
Who's they?
I think we're talking about the bosses here, Bill.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we be the boss?
Why would he say that?
Well, because the bosses are just looking at numbers. They're looking for an end result. And, I mean, they're basically looking at these workers. I think of them as robots now. And so they just need the robots to get what they need done. So.
Yeah. I mean, because the bosses, they don't walk around wondering, does this forklift feel good today? Are you having a good day, forklift? Well, likewise, they are now transferring that to the human beings.
They are
now seeing the human and the forklift as just one unit rather than two separate things. Oh, this is a person. Let's check and see, make sure this guy's okay, instead of just treating everybody like a machine. So, all right, the workplace has changed. Doesn't sound kinder and gentler in any way. Let's get into our next reading for today.
Keeping an eye on employees. Technology has eliminated many onerous work tasks, but it's now one of the factors contributing to a harsher work environment. Employers are using technology to read emails and monitor keystrokes, measure which employees spend the most time on social networking websites, and track their movements inside and outside the office. They can see who works fastest and who talks the most on the phone. They can monitor how much time people spend talking to coworkers and how much time they spend in the bathroom. It's all part of an effort to drive down costs and squeeze as much production as possible out of each employee. In the kind of economic environment we're in now, companies become very risk-averse. Managers at every level are saying, "I need to know what everyone is doing," said Peter Cheese, chief executive of the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, a global association of human resource professionals. But there is concern that this technology is being used in some Big Brother way to check in on employees.
Okay, keeping an eye on employees. So if we're keeping an eye on someone, what are we doing, Gary?
We're watching them
closely. I'm going to keep an eye on you.
Yes, you better.
That's actually a very common idiom or cliche, I might say, that we use. I'm going to keep an eye on something, whether it's employees or something. Now, what about technology?
Well, it has eliminated many onerous work tasks. And if something is onerous, it's something that causes trouble or difficulty and makes things harder.
Okay. All right. Well, there's some benefit to technology. These machines are able to do things in the factory, in the warehouse. Likewise, computers are able to do a lot of things that we used to do by hand, would take hours to do. They can just do in an instant. But the negative part of this is that it's now one of the factors contributing to a harsher work environment. What do we mean by that, Gary?
It's very difficult now. You know, it's no longer tea time, 10-minute breaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just work, work, work. So it makes it very difficult.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's also, yeah, employees feel like they have to keep up with these machines, and it's kind of impossible to at times. So
yeah.
That's another reason.
Well, when computers first came out, came onto the scene, and really, I think about this like even in the 60s, late 60s, 70s, when it was all just still being, you know, introduced, computers in the workplace. They were going to make our life easier, right, Gary?
They were supposed to.
Yeah.
You look at some of the cartoons that they had back in the day, and the computers and the robots and stuff, and just they would be our servants. But now
they were going to make life easier.
Yeah.
They
want to
do all these things that we didn't have to do it anymore, right?
And now they've replaced us. Take yeah. like the car industry. The car industry used to be manual labor where people would go from assembly line to assembly line. Now it's all robots and computers.
Actually, what they have done is actually created more work for us. So now employers are using technology to do what, Gary?
Employers are using technology to read emails and monitor keystrokes.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. Keystrokes being what you do just there on your computer, typing in things. They are reading emails. What else are they doing?
Well, this is where I would get in trouble. They're measuring which employees spend the most time on social networking websites.
Okay.
That's terrifying.
Boom, boom, boom.
I remembered a couple years ago I had actually told some people at a company. I said, you know, they can find out, like, where you're going, what if you're on Facebook or what websites you're on. And the people were stunned. They were like, what do you mean? I said, yeah. They know if you're on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, even on my computer now, when I open my homepage, it shows the list of my preferred websites that I visit and which ones I go to without even them watching it. So,
okay. Being on Facebook or social sites is the obvious one, but also they can track movements, the employees' movements inside and outside the office. So they can even see what files you're accessing maybe on the company's network.
Yeah.
So, all right. And then we continue there. They can also see who works
fastest and who talks the most on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Oops.
All right. So they actually can find out how much time you spent on the phone. We'll get into some of that as far as some of this tracking of phone calls, too. It's not just computers, but also phones can be tracked. So, and they can also monitor what else?
Well, how much time people spend talking to coworkers. So how much time maybe you're away from your desk just visiting with people.
All right. And there's one more that I know Gary's going to work.
Oh, yes. How much time you spend in the bathroom. Come on, people. You can't do that, can they?
Well, you know, I think, you know, I'm not exactly sure how they're going to do that other than maybe if you leave. There are certain jobs that if you do leave your desk, you have to kind of identify what you're doing, right? You have to key in, go, you know, meet with boss or get supplies. And then you also need to – you might have to enter – there would be a code, BR maybe, okay? Mm-hmm. You leave your desk. And there are jobs like this where you have to leave your desk and you enter a code, maybe BR, come back 8 minutes later and then click out of that. Also, you know what this made me think about too is that so many workplaces also do have cameras.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just their computers that are going to be tracking you or the phones, but also they also do have cameras if there is a problem. It's usually for security purposes, but they can also track where you are as far as the cameras. It's all part of an effort to do what, Gary?
Drive down costs and squeeze as much production as possible out of each employee.
So when we drive down costs,
we're trying to bring it down. Okay. Make it less.
And then we're going to squeeze. Are we actually going to walk over and give them a big hug?
I hope so.
Well, no. No, here I think what they're kind of talking about is they just want each employee to do as much as they possibly can.
Right.
I need a big hug sometimes, you know. Squeeze me sometimes, please.
I don't think that's allowed anymore.
All right. Next paragraph, we hear from somebody in this industry. What does he say right here in the beginning of the next paragraph, Gary?
In the kind of economic environment we're in now, meaning the economy has gone down, so we can't do business as usual.
Right. Okay, so there's not time to be having fun and games. We have to get serious. Companies have become very risk-averse.
Well, it means that they don't want to take risks, basically. They're trying to do things just so that they don't create any more problems.
Okay. Managers at every level are saying, I need to know what everyone is doing. That is Peter Cheese. Yes, that is his name. Peter Cheese.
It's unfortunate.
And,
no
chief
comments.
Executive of the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. That actually is a global association of HR professionals. It's located in London, England, and they actually were founded about 100 years ago, exactly, 1913. They have 135,000 members in 120 companies. And so that's – I tried to check it out. That is his real name. Kind of reminded me, we had the article about super cocooning in July. And Faith Popcorn came up with the term cocooning. So we've had Faith Popcorn. Now we've got Peter Cheese. So.
Some great names being thrown around.
Yeah, I'm going to change my name maybe to like Bill Tofu or something. All right. Then we finish this reading for today with another quote from Peter Cheese, Gary.
But there is a concern that this technology is being used in some big brother way to check in on employees.
Big brother?
Hmm? Yes. The eye in the sky, sometimes we call it. The government's looking down upon you.
Yeah.
You know, if you have younger siblings and you have an older brother or sister, you know, that older brother and sister is the one who is watching and monitoring you and looking at you, making sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Where does this term really come from, originate?
Well, originally it comes from a book by George Orwell, and the book was called 1984. It's a very interesting read.
Yeah, I know all three of us have read 1984, and maybe some of our listeners have read it. If you haven't, I highly recommend it. It's a strange book.
It is strange, but I definitely want to reread it, especially after reading this article.
Yeah.
I think it has some interesting parallels.
So. Yeah. Strange book. A little scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Disconcerting, like you said earlier.
Disconcerting book, yes. But one of those classics in literature that you have. It's got to be on your must-read list. So, okay, listeners, thanks for joining us here today. We got a good start on this business article. Is your boss tracking you? Come on back tomorrow. We'll see you then.